Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. Born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
That would be America.
It's a big old land with countless dreams.
Hello, how are you? Thanks for putting the radio right where it's at, firing up that app. Listening to us on What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hennin. Kevin Flynn is here riding shotgun. Beautiful summer day. And I have a serious question. It's going to take me a while to get to the question. But I want you to think a little bit about this. Hardly a day passes where we don't hear some version of the following on this program. And that is, America as we know it is ending. You see what's happening with our justice system? Injustice system? You wonder, what in the world? You're going to Biden administration that can direct the arrest of a political opponent? I get it. I'm with you on all of it. But I want us to think a little bit about what else has been seen under that flag since 1777. June of 1777. That's when the flag that we celebrated yesterday for Flag Day was born. We've flown the Stars and Stripes since then, which obviously symbolize unity and identity as a nation. It's a powerful symbol of American patriotism. But what does it seem? A little bit of perspective, I think, is necessary here. Because we've had our trials, we've had our tribulations that have tested the resolve of people in the very fabric of the nation, from the Revolutionary War to the Civil Rights Movement and beyond. And what have we done with every one of those challenges? We've weathered storms. They shaped our identity a little bit. They gave us a little more strength, but we weathered them. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. So just think about this. And think about the resilience it took, for instance, to emerge from the Civil War, 1861 to 1865. Dark, dark chapter in American history. Brother against brother. Tore the nation apart. 600,000 American lives were claimed as part of that. And the scars lasted well beyond the 4 years of the actual war for the nation to heal. Very painful period, but what happened? America emerged more united and more of a resolute country. The Great Depression, 10 years, 1929 to 1939, economic devastation in every corner of America. That's when you knew what it meant to be poor. Millions unemployed, homeless, hungry families struggling to make ends meet, businesses crumbling, despair everywhere. But what happened? American resilience. It prevailed. Uniting everybody to implement innovative reforms laid the groundwork for recovery, rebuilt the economic foundation of the country.
World War II happened, too. That was huge.
Very true. Exactly right, where we send our best and our brightest. And
everyone back here had to build something, make something, contribute something, sacrifice something.
Yep.
To, you know, that was really the catalyst that set up the modern era.
The civil rights movement after that, Kev,
mm-hmm.
which obviously was a very trying time in the country. Racial segregation, discrimination.
Truly.
Violence, injustice, hatred. You had Martin Luther King say, come on, let's rise up. Let's rise up above this. And it worked. The movement resulting in the landmark legislation, and that forever changed the landscape of American society. Then I'll jump to, we could spend some time on the crazy 60s. You know, what happened in the free love era. I think a lot of people
found out love wasn't free.
And at the time thought, you know, this is what is happening to American values, right?
Yeah.
Questions we ask ourselves today. But 9/11 certainly shook America to its core. You can remember how you felt that day, being under attack once again. While it was adversity, destruction and loss in New York and Washington, D.C. and Pennsylvania. A lot of unity. America bands together. Unwavering unity and resilience and acts of heroism and really a renewed sense of national pride and a strengthened determination to defend America and uphold the American spirit. And I think we got to put COVID-19 as one of the... I mean, the country was shut down to see what happened during the COVID-19 era under that flag. Yes, the virus claimed hundreds of thousands of lives. It shut down the country, disrupted the economies, challenged the healthcare system. Whole lot of hardships. We battled through that together. Lots of innovation, adapted where we needed to. Scientists came up with what they thought was the best solution. Frontline workers selflessly served. Here they go. So through all of those trying times, America showcased a remarkable ability to persevere and emerge stronger. Why would that be any different now? What in this current crisis we see with abuses of government, is there anything that we can't defeat? So, I'm going to challenge the audience here a little bit, and I welcome your feedback. I welcome your pushback. You tell me I'm wrong if you think I'm wrong, but a little bit of perspective is necessary to say, are these challenging times? Absolutely. Do we have a crisis in making sure the vote is the vote? Do we have to get to the bottom of the rot in the FBI and the Department of Justice? Absolutely. But compare that to the Civil War, the Great Depression, or the best of the best in America leaving for World War I or World War II, the Civil Rights Movement, 9/11. COVID-19, compare those, and you tell me we can't prevail over that, given what we've done. Oh, we're so divided, Scott. Well, been divided before. Look at the Civil Rights Movement. COVID-19 divided a lot of people. Mask, no mask, vaccine, no vaccine. There is nothing new under that flag. The stars and stripes have continuously flown to symbolize the identity of our nation, to display American patriotism since 1777. That's how long we've been at this. how soon we forget. We kind of get those blinders on and we see what we see right here and right now. And it's not fun. But I think it's important for us to, rather than America as we know it is done, I'm opting out. We're done. We're over. We cannot survive this. All of that defeatist mentality, in my mind, is a self-fulfilling prophecy. It's time to buckle up and do what we can, just like those that have gone before us have done since 1777. That's my thought. Tell me if I'm right. Tell me if I'm wrong. Your feedback when we come back. 701-271-1100. We're up for this. We can do this. This too shall pass. 701-271-1100. Give me a call. Let me know what you think on what's on your mind.
Here's the deal. All month long for June at PetroServe USA. Hershey assorted king-size candy bars are $1.39. Have one today. Red Bull 16-ounce cans, 3 for $8. Nestle 28 packs of water are $4.69. Hostess treats are $1.19. Blue Diamond nuts only 99 cents. Kellogg's Jumbo Snacks $1.09. Muddy Buddies $1.19. Smokehouse 8-ounce meat sticks are $5.99. And Stone Creek nuts and mixes and candy $1.39 at PetroServe USA.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Did you know that there are several different types of crop hail insurance policies? Hi, this is Bethany Rentz, crop insurance agent with Irie Insurance. We at Irie Insurance want to help you select a hail policy that will best protect your crops and bottom line from a hailstorm. Give us a call today to schedule a time to meet with an Irie Insurance agent. For our contact information, go to our website at irieins.com.
You're protected and appreciated at Irie.
Irie Insurance is an equal opportunity provider.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we will provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What's on your mind is brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab and go convenience, awaiting you today, as always, at PetroServe USA. Whether it's the hot stuff personal pan pizza or a great burger, maybe some home cooking, grab-and-go convenience thing to take care of you. Lasagna with garlic toast today. or tuna hot dish. The specials are West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Salisbury Steak, downtown Fargo, PetroServe, USA, MP Avenue. Glendon Store is meatloaf, scallop potatoes in Yulin, 45th Street location, barbecue pulled pork, PetroServe, USA. Home cook and grab and go convenience. 701-271-1100. You heard my thoughts on this Thursday. I want yours. Jimmy in Aberdeen, South Dakota, what's on your mind?
Well, my word for all of this, we've made it through all the things that you just discussed in your monologue. And my word is the will of the people, the will of our politicians, the will of everyone to just do the right thing for all of us. If we did that, we wouldn't have all the issues we have today. And like I said, there's so many things that just not going good because we don't want to become involved or we don't have the time. We did that before up to this point. And we just need to get back to doing God's will, the people's will to survive and do it. And I believe we can get past all this. It's all crooked as far as like our government and the FBI, the DOJ, all of that. It's not right, but I don't know that they want to have that power. And we have to take it back. And that is where our will to be involved and to take it back.
Some great points, Jimmy, for sure. I mean, I think the will, America's worth it, right? So we can find the will. We can find the willpower to...
That's right.
I worry that there is a growing amount of people who, for understandable reasons, are frustrated. I mean, there's a whole lot of political tumult right now. We have the abuse of the justice system in America. There's, you know, I'm not diminishing one thing that concerns us at all. But when the answer to it is, I'm out of here, I'm opting out, there's a lack of will, Jimmy. You know what I mean?
I'm not opting out. I have contacted Dusty Johnson, Mike Round, and John Thune through various emails or text messages for answer to specific questions. Like Kevin says, you know, all I get is a word salad. I don't want to hear the word salad. Give me the answers, yes or no, on any specific issue that we have. Their involvement, what do they think, what do they feel about what's going on today with all those various different issues. And this word salad stuff, even Kevin Cramer and Hovind and Armstrong. I hear not so much out of Kelly, but the word salad, that doesn't help anything.
Well, Jim, you're making a good point there, and what I have to add is that there's a lot of work going on, and we're doing the hard work to get the job done for the American people, and if we just keep on keeping on, we'll just keep our nose to the grindstone, and next thing you know, we'll have some results that everybody's going to be happy with. So,
ladies and gentlemen,
thanks for calling.
Give them a 10 for that word salad.
It's a little sampler for it. It's an appetizer.
How do you do on the word salad there, Jimmy?
I did good.
Yeah. My favorite is we've sent a letter.
I know. We'll be issuing a statement.
God, what do you think they do with those letters at the White House? I got a hunch they are utilized in the bathroom in some form or fashion. I don't know. I don't think they...
Could be.
I don't think they care much about those. Jimmy, glad you got the willpower. Keep spreading it, my man. Appreciate your call.
I'm trying.
All right.
Y'all.
God bless you. 701-271-1100 on the program. Give me some feedback. Right or wrong? Do we need to find the will here? Stay in the game? Not lament the fact that this is happening or that is happening, even though it is. I mean, we're looking right now in a situation where the Justice Department of the United States of America has used the wrong statute to charge the political opponent of the person in charge of the justice system with a crime. And meanwhile, that same president and others have done the same thing.
Come on, you're making that up.
Never mind the fact that when you're president, there's something called the Presidential Records Act. They've ignored that. No, no, that doesn't pertain to this particular case. It isn't. So I get it. All of that's frustrating. My point is this. It's happened a lot in our nation's history. It has happened a lot. So there's nothing new under that flag. It's no reason to say America as we know it is over and to stop fighting. Scott in Ross, North Dakota, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Scott.
Yeah, I'm calling in to confirm how the country's going to crap, like you said in the opening. But it's probably going that way because we got representation like Kelly Armstrong in the House. Are you aware of what he did today?
Today, I do not know of anything. I know yesterday that there was a vote on Adam Schiff, and he did not vote to censure him, as I recall.
There you go. They're right on the button. Yep.
Yeah.
And that's a disappointment. Would you agree?
Yeah, I don't understand why he would vote that way. Our newsroom has reached out to find out some kind of an answer. Kelly's on fairly regularly, too, so he'll have a chance to explain it to our audience as well.
Well,
but it's a head-scratcher for me.
Me too. I just want to save wavelength. He just became the Bud Light of North Dakota. I'm 63. I've been voting hard conservative my whole life. And if these guys don't shape up and know the difference between right and wrong, that a lot of guys like me are just going to not vote. As simple as that. I mean, they're going to be in office until the day they die. But this is probably the most disappointing thing I've seen in quite a few years for him.
Upon approaching
this issue for the way it is, and I'll get off there and let the other caller know.
No, I appreciate you calling and raising the issue because it's definitely on the stack of stuff today. He was one of 20 Republicans in the House that sided with Democrats in voting to set aside a resolution that would have censured Adam Schiff for insisting that former President Donald Trump colluded with Russia to win the 2016 election.
And in the history of any member of Congress that needs to be censured.
He's the dude, man.
He's the guy.
He's the guy.
What?
I have no idea why. Tom Massey, a Republican from Kentucky, another solid conservative that is part of that 20. I don't understand it. Tom Cole. I'm going to see if I recognize any others here. I just don't get it. Because if there's anybody that should be held accountable, it's Scott. It's Adam Schiff. Scott, appreciate the call. Thank you. James and Cavalier, when we come back on What's on Your Mind, don't go away. Stand by.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The chilly weather is here whether we like it or not. And the team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North wants you to know that because Mother Nature doesn't rest this time of year, neither do we. The frost and snow create moisture in the ground, and this can cause stress on your foundation. Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have the solution for every basement problem.
So when Mother Nature strikes, contact your complete foundation expert. Contact the team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North. Go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
USA News Update. Although inflation remains stubbornly high, the Federal Reserve is not raising interest rates for the first time in over a year.
The Federal Reserve has decided to break its streak of 10 consecutive rate increases and refrain from raising interest rates for the first time in over a year.
In light of how far we've come in tightening policy, today we decided to leave our policy interest rate unchanged.
Fed Chairman Jerome Powell said that although inflation has significantly declined since reaching its peak last summer, it still exceeds the Fed's target line of 2%. I'm John Schaefer.
Closing arguments are set for today in the Pittsburgh Tree of Life Synagogue shooting trial. It comes after witness testimony wrapped up this week. The trial is to determine if Robert Bauer should receive the death penalty for the 2018 mass shooting that left 11 people dead. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. Lance Pry, USA News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
What's on your mind? 28 before the top of the hour. James and Cavalier, you're next at 701-271-1100. Go ahead, James.
Hey, this vote they just took on Adam Schiff. If this doesn't cement that Washington's nothing but a good old boys club, I don't know what does.
I don't get it.
I got a stipulation. You know, I believe. You know, there should be rules that, you know, you have criteria you have to pass to get into Congress and get into, I think one of them now should be is you have to have calluses on your hands in order to get into Congress.
Yeah, there you go. The real world, right?
You know, a real world, because these people aren't living in a real world. I don't know what world it is, but it's not the world you and I live in.
Yeah, and no kidding.
Anybody that voted to keep him, that Adam Schiff in, they need to be primaried.
I don't get it though. The vote was 225 to 196, Kev. The vote was 225 to 196. There were 20 Republicans that voted no, right? So that they're in the 225 category, but if you take those 20 votes and put that over on the other side of this, you're still short, and I don't know why, because they have a majority. So something's odd here. I don't get it. Nonetheless,
but there shouldn't have been one Republican that voted to keep Adam Schiffer out.
I agree with
exactly.
I was reading what Thomas Massie said about that. Thomas Massie's strong conservative. Prior to the vote, Massie said he opposed the idea of a fine against Schiff because the resolution recommended a $16 million fine but did not require it. Adam Schiff acted unethically.
Oh, I'm not for fining him. I'm just for punishment.
Right, but that's why Massie's saying he voted no, although again...
Oh, just get him off those committees, you know. I mean, I don't think he needs to be fined, but just get him off the committees.
Massie tweeted yesterday, Adam Schiff acted...
Guys.
Yep, thank you, James. Appreciate the call. Adam Schiff acted unethically, he tweeted, but if a resolution to fine him $16 million comes to the floor, I will vote to table it, vote against it. Did you see if Kelly Armstrong tweeted on this at all, Kev?
Mm-hmm.
Check that out. We're waiting an answer there from his team. Sam and Dickinson, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Scott. Loved your intro talking about overcoming. It's something that's in our DNA. It really is. And I think we just need to be reminded about that. So that said, I have two adult sons that are absolutely killing it. They're doing fantastic. Got granddaughters and grandkids on the way, everything. But I remember back when I was raising those little rascals, you know, their job is to test all the boundaries, and then they find something tough and they try and carry on. But I had read a book by Henry Ford, or about Henry Ford, and in his plant, back when he was inventing the Model T and trying to figure out how to make this doggone machine work, he had a big sign that hung up in there. And it said, if you think you can or you can't, you're right. And by God, I've lived by that ever since I read that. And that's how I raised those boys.
Say that one more time.
Whether you think you can or you can't, you're right.
You ever heard that? Oh, yeah, it's mindset, man. Yeah, absolutely.
That's great.
You are correct.
That's great.
I have lived by that my entire life, and I've done pretty doggone well myself. And you know what? Every once in a while, I get into something, I just can't get enough. Think about that. God darn it, I'm going to get her done.
Get her done.
Yeah.
There you go.
Amen, brother. Love it.
Love it, love it, love it. That's a great one,
Sam.
Have
a good day. Keep up the good work.
Congratulations on raising two good boys
Henry
there, too.
Ford. Henry Ford, not me. I'm just repeating it.
Thanks, anyway. Sam. Appreciate it. Take care. Anything on Kelly's tweets?
No, nothing.
Okay.
Nope. Group of students representing national histories he met with. Nope. Outstanding for small business. I'm sure they're dealing. We gave his phone number earlier on the morning show. Sure, he might be dealing with a few calls today. We got a lot of feedback earlier, too, on this.
Yeah, is there anything else here in the... sounds like the $16 million fine was the stickler. Now, again, the resolution recommended a $16 million fine, but did not require it. And Massey said, the Constitution says the House may make its own rules, but we can't violate other provisions of the Constitution. A $16 million fine is a violation of the 27th and the 8th Amendment. It was not clear late Wednesday, Fox reports, whether House Republicans might try again with a resolution against Schiff that leaves out all mentions of possible fines. Okay, go to it. You know another thing that bugs me? I was watching last night, wait for it, CNN. And
lose a bet?
I don't know why I did it. I was bored with Ryan Kilmeade on.
Okay, yeah. All right. And?
Tucker's old slot, so I go on to CNN. And, you know, they love to pound their chests about how... you know, we're not going to take Trump's speeches because, you know, he lies in those speeches. And I was thinking, speaking of Russia and collusion and the bill censoring Adam Schiff over lies, we had to censure CNN over lies. How long did they lie about Trump and Russia?
In the big scheme of things, the only one that's not lying is Trump.
No kidding.
Seriously, yeah, he's not. He's got his history. We've all got the skeletons here and there, but this is ridiculous. At every turn, it's either falsehoods, lies, or non-comments. Just ignoring it. Just not even dealing with the fact that it's not true or there's not accurate. None of it.
Listener says, Scott, until we get the lies under control from our politicians, CIA, FBI, DOJ will not get fixed in this country. There's no different than going to the dentist and telling them your tooth hurts when really you have a broken leg. We have a lying problem at the highest level of our government. You can't fix something when you don't have the true facts. Other than that, just talk babble. Texter says, no tweets from Armstrong on this, but Massey says they'll try again without the $16 million. All right, so there maybe will be another vote. There you go. They're going to use the fine as the reason of voting against it. So now that we know that, I'm just guessing as soon as we get a statement from Kelly Armstrong, it's going to be the same thing as Tom Massey. Okay? And it's going to be, it violates the Constitution. Now, if I'm a member of Congress, do I care? I'm going to vote for the thing, and you know, if somebody later tells me, oh, the fine that they're going to assess to him, which by the way is recommended, isn't required, just vote for the damn thing. But that's what they're going to use. So, does that make you feel any different? What do you think? Did it make you feel any different, Kevin, knowing that the no vote in his mind was probably because of the fine?
No. Anything you can do to shut down, shut up, and shut out Adam Schiff, you need to do. Adam Schiff is like the personification of what's wrong with Congress. He is what's wrong with the whole. He is polished. He is a liar. He's smooth, man. He's the Gavin Newsom that looks not as good looking, but they're all that way. McCarthy rings a little bit of that to me too, being a California Republican. They've all got that sheen to them, but man, that guy Schiff, yeah, anything you can do to get him out of there. Or not let him have access at anything.
All right.
How much of our money did he waste on all of the Russian nonsense?
Lister says, Scott, if you get bored with Kill Me, turn to Newsmax. They're the best. Love the evening lineup. I do too, actually. Greg Kelly is super talented. Yeah. I watch Newsmax a lot.
You dial around.
I just wanted a little amusement.
I do.
That's all.
I'll do on a weekend morning to see what sort of nonsense CNN is spewing out. Usually get out of there by about 3 minutes going, yeah, no.
Other texters, a big part of the problem is getting the average Democrat on board. Conservatives get accused of blindly following Trump, yet they refuse to actually see and accept what is truly going on. If Trump is wrong, we call him out. Can you say the same about any Democrat? They bury their head in the sand and just talk over you because they refuse to learn. That's very well said.
And that's where they lose.
Yeah.
You need to step up and defend yourself and defend your actions.
Another listener says, the Armstrong vote just shows you they could care less about what voters think or what's in it for them.
Yeah.
Again, I ask, if the fine is the reason they voted no because it violates the Constitution, do you think differently about it? 271-1100, does that exonerate Kelly Armstrong in this or not? Call me at 271-1100 and tell me. Okay? Another says, you know, it's demoralizing to keep voting against what appears to be a rigged election system just so we can manage to win the vote against our will anyway. What's the point of our time, of donations, of everything, at the same result from every Republican we get from the swamp? Another said, Armstrong totally blew it on lying Adam Schiff. Very disappointed with him. What the heck? Another, the biggest difference we have now compared to the past is social media and the amount of misinformation that's pushed. Many of the media outlets push a liberal agenda. How do you get people to do their own research and think with their own mind and not follow blindly? Less government is the best government. All politicians are afraid if Schiff is fined, it will set a precedent. They could be fined as well. Most of them lie routinely. How much taxpayer money...
Great point. I thought the same thing.
That's why they're worried about the fine?
Yeah.
The precedent it was set?
Yeah.
How much taxpayer money did Adam Schiff waste with his stupid collusion crap?
That's my question, too. Millions.
I'm in law enforcement, and if I lie, I lose my job and right to work anywhere in the field ever again. Armstrong is quivering over a maybe fine? All right. Don't like it.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. Well, what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
information comes flying at you, and the mumbo-jumbo is so confusing. When it comes to Medicare, you are not alone. Free and unbiased assistance is available to North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Need help understanding all the forms? How about your Medicare coverage options? Maybe you need to file an appeal. Whatever it is, we're here to help. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
This is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services, and I'm addressing all the producers out there. Your tillage equipment, all your machinery, including your grain holdings, are all considered personal property. They all need to be funded into your trust just as well as your real property does. If you have questions on that, that is why I'm here. I specialize in this. Call me today before it's too late. 701-318-0908. 701-318-0908.
Enjoy every day made better with the Splash Super Pool from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. The Super Pool is made in the USA and comes in 11 different sizes and shapes to turn any backyard into a beautiful summer getaway. Set it up in less than an hour for as little as $50 per month, everything included. Come check out why this is North Dakota's number one selling pool since 1997. The Splash Super Pool, on display at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Got going here?
Oh, really? Remember this one?
I don't.
Oh. The classic.
Okay, wait a minute, wait for it. Coming a little more familiar now. On the tip of my tongue.
Marshall Tucker Band.
Oh my gosh.
Can't you see? Like the third song I ever learned on guitar. That's one of the three chord standards. You can play a C, a G, and a D. You can play this and 100 other rock songs all night long. There you go.
Our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons want you to know plumbing, heating, air conditioning, whatever you need, they've got you covered. HATandSons.com to find out about everything they do. One of my favorite things they do is the link service that they offer. So if Kevin owns Kevin Inc., And, you know, he's got some massive, be it boiler, air conditioning systems, whatever. In the link service contract, the folks at H.A. Thompson & Sons, they take care of everything. And I mean everything.
And Kevin's a happy man.
And when it needs to be replaced, they replace it. You don't have to replace it. They maintain it. They replace it when you need a new one. And Kevin's a happy building owner. Link. It's a great service. Find out more about it. It really gives you that static bottom line. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of buildings are maintained by H.A.T. and Sons. H.A. Thompson. HATandSons.com. I'm trying to say the website, which is HATandSons.com. It's H.A. Thompson and Sons. One of our fine sponsors here on What's On Your Mind, Daryl in Detroit Lakes. You're next on the program. Go ahead, Daryl.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
Good.
Better now that you called.
Yep.
Good, Dylan. Yeah, thanks for taking my call. You know, I lived through the Kent State nightmare and the Vietnam nightmare and Watergate and, you know, all those issues. But the crescendo of a distrust of our country is so different today from what it was 30, 40 years ago that I can't really compare the two as being similar. That's my comment.
Why?
Well, I just said in Vietnam, you know, the protesters were relatively from one group. It wasn't cross generational like this is
right.
Are right now.
So many blurred lines.
You've got 18-year-old people that are very, very upset. You've got 80-year-old people that are very upset. It's very disturbing, very, very troubling. And I don't have a solution.
But in all the situations you raised, Vietnam and Watergate, two I didn't include on my list, but we could all, you know, we can compile a big, long list. There's no doubt about it. Kevin added two world wars and how that frayed the country. But we got through them. We're going to get through this too, aren't we?
Oh, yeah, we'll get through it. I just don't know what's going to have to take place in order for that to resolve itself. I've got so many friends that are farther out there than I am, and they're upset. And even relatives who had BLM signs out in their front yard and follow the science signs, those signs are gone now. So even they have understood the craziness that we've been experiencing the last few years.
Yeah. You know, one note on the BLM, like Brandon Tatum and Candace Owens, they all call this out. And all you have to do is ask anyone with a brain that can do a quick search on their phone. Find me one thing. All they've been asking, Brandon Tatum, find me one thing, one community, one playground, anything that Black Lives Matter has done, the organization. Now, the statement, of course, you know, I'm an All Lives Matter guy. Yeah. That's just me. But one thing that BLM has done for any community in the Black community anywhere in the country, the answer is nothing.
What do you make, Daryl, of your relatives abandoning the BLM and follow the science signs? They've had an awakening,
you
think?
They woke up. Yeah.
Well, I think that mindset does not change. I think they've just abandoned that siren call, and they'll just replace it with another siren call. I don't think they've had an awakening.
Well, we hope and pray that they do.
Yeah. They're woke. They're as woke as they ever were.
Anyway, I don't want to take up any more of your time.
No, it's an interesting conversation, Daryl.
We love listening to you.
Appreciate that. Yeah, thank you, Daryl. Appreciate it. Here's the deal. I'll end where I started. This too shall pass. And that happens with the will, to quote another call earlier in the program from Martin Dickinson, the will of us and our fellow Americans.
And the freedom that that phrase brings. And there's the word, freedom, right there.
Right on. Great conversation with John Hinderrocker coming up on What's On Your Mind.
Get ready for one incredible deal from MyPillow. A massive closeout sale. I've never seen anything like this. All-season slippers, $25 a pair. That's no kidding. All-season men's slippers. All-season women's slippers. There's all-season men's moccasin slippers and all-season women's moccasin slippers. These normally would be $149.98. They're $25 if you use the promo code Scott. Remember, that's an important part of this deal. Promo code Scott to get the bargain. $25 for these slippers. Or call 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. A massive closeout sale on all season slippers, men and women's slippers, slip-on plus moccasin. A great deal at $25 a pair from MyPillow. Promo code Scott to get the deal. Promo code Scott to get the deal or call 800-506-9028.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Your order,